As we just heard, familial homicides like this week's horrific killings in Wilmington, California, are pretty rare. Rare enough that people find them shocking. Not so rare these days, mass shootings at schools like Columbine High and Virginia Tech. One of the first school shootings happened here in California at an elementary school in San Diego. That was 30 years ago today. 4 years ago, Mike Pesca reported on that incident. Today, we air that story again.
By San Diego standards, January 29, 1979 was a dreary Monday morning. The day was just beginning at Grover Cleveland Elementary School when across the street, 16-year-old Brenda Spencer looked out her front window. She loaded the rifle she had been given as a Christmas present and then began firing. Soon, 9 children lay wounded. The principal and school janitor were dead. Reporter Stephen Wiegand, from his desk at the San Diego Tribune, began to call the homes near the school, seeking out an eyewitness. His first call was to the house closest to Grover Cleveland Elementary.
So when I called, a girl answered the phone, and I told her who I was, and I said, "Can you see anything from where you are?" And she said, "Yeah, it's all." And she said, "There's people running around, and there's a couple of people shot." And I said, "Can you see where the shooting's coming from?" And she gave me the address. And I said, "Well, isn't that the address I just called?" And she said, "Yeah, who do you think's doing the shooting?"
Wiegand began asking the girl questions. "Tell me about yourself." The rifle was a .22. She lived with her dad. She was bored. As they talked, he got word that, yes, this girl's house was where the shooting was coming from. Wiegand asked the obvious question.
I asked her why she was doing it, and she said, "Because I just don't like Mondays. Do you like Mondays? You know, it just livens up the day."
Spencer was soon arrested. Across the country, in a radio station in Atlanta, Georgia, the lead singer of the Irish punk band, the Boomtown Rats, watched the story come across the wires.
The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world.
What jumped off the wires to the singer, Bob Geldof, was the four-word reason. Geldof went back to his hotel and quickly wrote a song titled, "I Don't Like Mondays." That meaningless explanation somehow fit in with the nihilism of punk, and along with a great chorus, took the tune to number one in the UK.
And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons why. Listen, do you need to be sure?
A lot of people here in San Diego were just aghast.
Dave Cohen was a reporter for KFMB Channel 8.
It seemed to add a little bit to the tragedy that someone was going to make some money on this.
In retrospect, "Maybe I Don't Like Mondays" is not so much cruel as it is unaware. At the time, the inadequacy of the reason became totemic. There was no explanation for this one-time freakish occurrence. Dave Cohen, who's now the spokesman for the San Diego Police Department, thinks that it's hard to ask for a reason when the answer seems tied up in insanity.
I suspect it's something locked deep in her mind, and she might be able to articulate some of it, and some of it she may not be able to.
And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
For a while, it looked like the explanation for this act would remain locked away within Brenda Spencer. There was no trial. The most extensive interview that's ever been conducted with her was Steve Wiegand's 10 minutes on the phone back in 1979. But some insight has been provided, unhappily, not by Spencer, but by the many teens after her who have taken guns into their hands and taken the lives of fellow students. Bill Woodward is the director of training and technical assistance for the Center for the Study of Prevention of Violence at the University of Colorado.
Every one of these kids that you look at that were involved in shootings gave some indication beforehand that they were having some pretty serious problems. And there just often were not resources to get a handle on what those were.
Some of Grover Cleveland survivors, today in their early 30s, still experience physical pain from their wounds. Bob Geldof, of course, went on to be knighted for his work with Live Aid, and Brenda Spencer remains in jail, ever inscrutable, but not alone in her actions. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.